True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college, Mr. Bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to, are they going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
ABBA, 8-bit ABBA. Gotta love it. Paul Hamilton, ABBA fan. That was the point. I think that's why we made that association, because Paul loves his ABBA.
You've nailed that.
Has that held up, Paul? Is it still like ABBA time in your house every so often?
You know, I have all sorts of things on my listening device, all sorts of music. There's a little ABBA on there, so there's all sorts of different things on there. Things
do you ever just like...
surprise you and things would that not surprise you.
Okay. Do you ever just sort of like let it ride? Shuffle all your liked songs, whatever you get, you get. That you're not in a certain mood necessarily. You're just gonna, because there's a wide, we all have this probably. Bulldog maybe not as much, a wide range of genres.
What kind of thing is that to say to me, that I don't have a wide range of genres?
I
just
mean,
because I don't like Journey, I don't have a wide range of genres.
Well, I can't see you listening to like classical music, or
that's fair. I don't. It's not something I do a lot
yacht
of.
Rock.
You're not coming to the Journey final concert, whatever that mess is.
Final Frontier. I don't want to get into all this again. I respect that. It's just not my thing. No. No. I'm not going to go. No. Yacht Rock. Listen, I've thrown a Steely Dan album on in the attic, and I sit there. It's a battle, because I feel myself. I'm like, dig this, I'm singing along, what is happening to me, stop it, go do something else, because I feel like I don't want to like Steely Dan.
It's only barely yacht rock
anyway.
It's,
you know, whatever, so
it's not like the schmaltzy kind of yacht rock that I think more defines the genre. Steely Dan is interesting.
Musically, they are extremely interesting.
All right. How many Sam Spence? Sorry, Paul. Just one more. How many Sam Spence songs do you have in your on your list? I've got like 30. NFL Films. See, that's another one. That's what I meant. I can't see you.
In. That's absolutely
NFL Films.
You're right. I'm sorry. I objected so vigorously.
I certainly respect your taste.
I understand what you're getting at.
That's all.
Well, yeah. Bulldog.
Is that weird?
When you finished watching the Bills movie the other day, followed by the Chiefs movie, which is on right afterwards, are you hooked on Hallmark now, or did you just sit all night and watch the rest of the movies that we're on?
I don't even want to continue this line of inquiry.
Did you watch it? Was it out?
It's out. I have not. I'm happy for all of the people that I know, and I know a number of people who were involved. And, like, good for them. I sent in an audition reel to the guy that reached out to me. I went for it. So I'm not I'm not watching.
Paul, have you seen it?
I have, yes. I've seen both.
What's your review? What's your review?
I thought they did a really nice job of portraying Bills Mafia and Bills fans. Mm-hmm. It wasn't too schmaltzy, as I'll use the word that Mike just used.
Yes.
It was, you know, the typical Hallmark schmaltzy, but it didn't go overboard with it. And, I think they did a really – and it was something – I saw an interview with the Stars, and they really, really, really wanted to do it justice – you know, for that Buffalo fans would say, hey, you guys did a good job. And They said at the premiere they got a lot of comments from the fans that they felt that they portrayed it the right way.
Good.
All right.
All right. Now to the Sabres, who are on a little bit of a roll. Impressive game. Well, 9 goals. Friday was fun, impressive. And then I think Bulldog said himself just a little while ago, the Carolina win impressed you more. Mm-hmm. Because that's just a quality team that can be tough, you know, on the road, that kind of thing. What are you thinking, Paul? Like, are they getting a little bit healthier? I mean, it's looking up a little bit here.
Yeah, and 4 out of 5, I mean, the Detroit game in its own sense, was impressive the way they did it. So they've had, to me, 3 impressive wins, but all in different ways. But, Norris... I thought maybe since he had his own line today with Benson and Ostlund that he was basically telling us he's playing tomorrow, and he was alternating it on the number one power play with Benson. But he is not. But I would probably be surprised if I didn't see him on the weekend. He's that close. He really, and Lindy Ruff said he's not ruling out the weekend. It's 3 and 4. So you know for sure he's not playing 3 and 4. Probably not even playing back-to-back. So it wouldn't surprise me to see him maybe Friday and Monday. You know, something like that. But I would be surprised if we don't see him on the weekend. He seems like he's right there ready to play.
Winnipeg is here Monday night.
I'm pretty intrigued by that line that he was on. But now that, you know, we know he's not going to play tomorrow – I'm wondering if that was just like a get-through-the-practice placeholder kind of line, or if that
Dunn
is something that Lindy Ruff would want to take out for a spin.
Yeah, Dunn was there. I mean, and Dunn would be the one that was out of the lineup if Norris was going in from the lineup of the Carolina game. So he wanted to see it. And I've been kicking this around with Brian and anybody who wants to kick it around with me. You know, what do you do now when he's ready to come back? Because I've really liked the Thompson, Tuck, and Doan line. Those three players have all taken off in this little winning streak. And Thompson has a personal high, his goals in 6 straight games. He is now back on a 45-goal pace.
Yep.
You know, for a while he was on a 29-goal pace. And so I don't think I'd be too big of a rush to break that line up. So
I'm
now you've got Norris with Benson, who were together. Who do you put on the right wing? My thought was Quinn. I thought that just might be something that gets Quinn scoring goals the way I, when he was younger, thought he could do in the National Hockey League, playing with a guy like Norris. So that was my thought, that might be a pretty good combination.
Yeah, I'm prepared at this point. Like, I think I think we know the reason why Thompson got moved to wing in the first place. It was around this time last year, I think, right? Ruff was talking about both he and Cousins, like, if they can't handle what needs to be done in this system from
then
that position, then we're going to have to make a change, and they made a change, right? So there goes Thompson to the wing, and that went well enough that you wanted to keep going with it, but, you know, injuries have forced their hand. It's working for now. It's always a pivot they can make later, I suppose. But I'm not inclined to mess with Doan, Thompson, and Tuck right now.
Well, Ruff said that the numbers would tell you Thompson is a better player on the wing than at center. But he said you also have to take into account who he's been playing with. And he goes, I think that matters. He goes, a lot of the time he was on the wing,
without Norris, right.
Right, yeah. Right. So, you know, then he went to center, and he seems to have flourished again. So that's one of the reasons he gave for leaving him on the wing last year. He just said the numbers would tell you that's where he belongs. But he goes, all of a sudden you had a need here, and it's worked out very well.
Yeah, some of those numbers I imagine are like all around, like defensive metrics, that kind of stuff. Because that is, I think, like to circle all the way back here to the original point, that's why Thompson got bumped out of center in the first place. And I guess until that becomes a problem again that they can't live with, that's not offset by the rest of the lineup and Thompson himself specifically performing, then I think I would want to just ride with it for a while here and see, you know, see where we land. Because it does, you remember, like, going all the way back to Don Granato's idea to pull Thompson off the wing, it's one of my favorite all-time hockey coach commentaries was, well, the walls sort of defend him. And he's in the middle, and he can use his reach on both, you know, both sides. It's just that there's a lot more there that you're just losing out on if, you know, one of the boundaries defending him is the wall. So I still think that makes sense. It's just a matter of whether you can live with the defensive shortcomings that
I think Thompson
are going to crop
finally
up.
Admitted that he feels more comfortable at center. He's never admitted that. He's always said he'll play where he's needed, and he has scored goals on the wing.
Yep.
It's not like he stopped scoring goals over there or whatever, but he finally admitted when he went back over there and kind of got out of this funk that he had been in for quite a while. He took over that Detroit game, went to the middle and took it over.
Yeah.
I mean, and has played great ever since. He's been Tage Thompson again. There's no reason to move him.
A big part of Friday night was Tuck and the four assists he had. And, Paul, you and I had a lengthy conversation on pregame about where he had been this year and the contract and, you know, starting to wonder if that is looming over not only him but the entire team, you know, collectively. Like, what are we doing here? Are we going to pay our guy? Are we going to trade our guy? Just fold the tent and go home? And, boy, I mean, it must have been a big relief, I think, for everyone to see him have the night he had on Friday.
Yeah, I was really bugging him and talking to him after the game. He said, I felt more like myself finally. He goes, I just haven't felt like myself out on the ice. And when that happens, you start pressing, and then you start doing things that are not good for the team or yourself, and then it turns into just bad, bad things, and that's the way it's been. But, you know, ever since he started to feel more comfortable, did you notice now that, you know, he's stripping people the puck again, which that wasn't happening, you know, and causing turnovers and, you know, getting transition going the other way. All those things, you know, happening. And, you know, Doan fits right into this group, because when those two are playing like that, now Doan, he's always going to be around the net. He's always going to be in on the forecheck and winning battles. And, you know, that's the way he goes. And, by the way, his numbers – and J.J. Paterka's numbers are pretty close.
Yeah,
closer
right.
than Utah bargained for when they made the trade. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, he does look like a nice find. I mean, if this team gets good, that guy is going to be he's going to be popular.
He's going to be a kingpin.
Like,
you know?
It's already happened, but they got to get
see
to
that
a level where
camp. Because they talked about how
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Oh, him, you know, reaching, you know, he has an upside, you know, and Paterka has 9 goals and 7 assists for 16 points, and Doan has 7 goals and 8 assists for 15 points. And I don't think that's what Utah was counting on when they traded for J.J. Paterka, that he and Doan would be almost identical in their numbers. And, you know, Doan also, don't forget, he just hadn't scored in the National Hockey League level. He had in the American Hockey League. I mean, you know, with Tucson in 2023-24, he scored 26 right. goals in 62 games. And then in another 11 in 28 games last year. So it's just a question, can you now carry that over to the National Hockey League?
Right, and we really haven't seen a lot. He's got a very – he's in that Paterka shot. Paterka's got a very high level, almost Olofsson-level shot, I would say.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Doan doesn't have that. But we have not really seen – but he does have a very – I'd say above-average NHL wrist shot, Doan has. But mostly his goals are – they're around the net. I'm going to the net, and I'm just going to – I'm going to be here to shovel stuff in or if it bounce in off me or whatever. And that's his credit too. But I guess I'm just saying there's a skill set there still that I don't think we've seen from him.
When
so
I was doing my homework – when I was doing my homework on Doan, a lot of people were saying to me, he's got a great shot. I don't think we saw it until Tuck sent him in on that 2-on-1 the other night. And then he ripped it and just roofed it under the crossbar. Goaltender, you know, didn't have a chance. That was the first time I said, yeah, there's that shot I heard about. He just wired that thing. And it had some juice on it. But he's not like Paterka, like that kind of shot. But if their numbers are going to be, like their goal and assist numbers are going to be fairly similar, I'll take Josh Doan. I mean, Josh Doan can play in the defensive zone.
100%.
He can win battles on the forecheck. He's around the net. The only thing that J.J. Paterka has on him is a shot, and probably by the end of the day is going to score more goals than Josh Doan is. But I quite honestly think I would rather have Josh Doan than J.J. Paterka. I think I can already say that, and I probably will still say that next year and the year after.
Luukkonen looking up, Paul?
He is. I mean, his last 5 games, his numbers aren't bad. Now, they all aren't starts. The one was he played most of the game because Lyon only played 6 minutes and got pulled.
Colorado, right?
Right. Yeah. But Lukanen's 3-2 in his last 5 appearances. He has a 2.42 goals against and a .910 save percentage. So, you know, he's kind of rounding into form. I thought the last game against Carolina will just rip shots from anywhere. That they're a shot volume team, and that's what happened in the third period when the shots were, I believe, 13-4. But I thought I never once in a 3-1 game said to myself, uh-oh, the Sabres are in trouble. Because Luukkonen was solid. He was stopping, you know, the long shots, you know, holding on to the rebounds. If he had one from in front, he made the save on that one. But how many grade A's really did they have in the third period? Maybe one or two, maybe. But I never thought to myself, boy, they are in trouble. They're hanging back here. It's just that's what Carolina does. They shoot the puck from anywhere.
That's what was so impressive to me about that win, Paul, is that it wasn't a hang on. It was a just close it out. And there's a difference.
Yeah, get it to the garage, as you like to say. And that was a perfect – game where they got it to the garage, you know, without any damage being done to them.
How about the blue line, Paul? I mean, Dahlin, is he settled right back in here and it's almost like he never left?
Yeah, I mean, he played those 4 games, you know, coming back from Sweden at 7 assists. Actually had a goal, but the NHL, for whatever reason, didn't think that was a goal, but I thought it was. I don't even think there was any question, but anyway. Offensively he's been good. Samuelson as a partner with him, they've both been good. Samuelson is like a shot-blocking machine. Dahlin, you know, every now and then he gets a little too carried away and turns the puck over, and he kind of, his numbers are a little high that way. But overall, I mean, ever since he's been back from Sweden and got a chance to see his fiance and have some appointments, you know, life appointments, you know, things that the two of them need to know for the rest of her life. I mean, he came back. I haven't seen like that. I can't tell you the last time I saw him like that. He was just all smiles and all positivity, and that had to rub off on his teammates. You know, also say, you know, look at Raz. He, you know, he's doing good. Everything's going well, and he's doing good. And I think he just needed to go back and see it for himself and participate in those. And the Sabres would never admit this, but knowing that Dahlin had to go back and do that at some point, that was the time to do it. Because you're not winning in Colorado. You probably aren't winning in Utah. I mean, you're not winning in Carolina, even with him out there. So let him go do that. You're going to lose those games anyway. And, you know, he's back for the Detroit game, and they turn it around and win it.
Last thing, Paul, quickly, I'm sure you've noticed, the standings are amazing. Division, conference, all 16 teams in the East are within 9 points. Top to bottom in the Sabres division is 28-21. So 60 games left. I mean, the season did not get away from them.
Well, I might push back a little bit on that. They still have 7 teams to leapfrog. To get over, that's tough, even though it's only 4 points to get to the playoffs. I mean, if they were 7 points behind it in ninth place, I wouldn't even worry about it. Yeah, you can make up 7 points on one team. That's fine. Because it took them to – they had to get 4 wins and 8 points just to get out of the cellar. That's what it took to get out of the cellar.
Right.
You know, and they got by – at that point, they got by both the Leafs and the Rangers. The Rangers won last night, so now they're tied with the Rangers. But as far as I go by points percentage, because it takes the games in hand out of the equation. So they're both 500. The Leafs are 477. The next team is Columbus at 543, which is 3 points ahead of the Sabres, or points percentage 543-500. I mean, the Pittsburgh Penguins, they're in ninth place. You're playing them tomorrow. They're right there. But the problem is you've done all this mostly at home. Now your 8 out of 10 games are on the road. You've won one game on the road, and you were darn lucky you won that one. That was the last game against Detroit where you were down by 3, and all of a sudden you started playing the way you were capable of playing, and you were able to come back and win a hockey game. But the road has not been good to the Buffalo Sabres. They're 1-5-2, and 8 are their next 10. So what happens now? Do you lose everything that you've just gained by picking up those 8 points quickly? Or have you figured it out? How many times have we said that in 14 years? Have they figured it out in this streak? Have they really figured it out? And then,
this seems like a really good place to wrap this up.
Yeah, yeah.
Prepare for us to be confused for the rest of the year about that.
Right.
That's probably what will happen.
All right, Paul. Safe travels to Pittsburgh, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good, guys.
Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. His appearances with us here on WGR, brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide, and by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this.
A little more, actually, on the Sabres with our guest from earlier today, Will Graves. Sabres at Penguins tomorrow night, but then, of course, much of our conversation is focused on Bills Steelers. So that's coming your way next. We are at KeyBank Center for the Sabres and Roswell Park Prostate Cancer Screening Event. No time left for walk-ins, but they'll be going here until 7 if you happen to have registered already. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, back after this timeout. This is WGR.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up, and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.